Well, I get it why they have it in there. It's definitely a good skill to have. You don't want to rely on that chirp. You know, for the analog radios, chirp kind of makes us, one could argue, a little lazy that we don't learn it, because different radios have different methods. Like, for example, the offset. Some radios, you put the offset in. The one radio that I tested on, you just put in the transmit and the receive frequency direct. They don't even have a place for the offset, because you know, so there's subtle difference in how you do it, and you got to know how you're doing it. And I kind of got caught a little bit during the set when we were trying to reach St. Clair County up in Memphis, and we weren't getting them, and we thought my ICOM was not programmed right. It turns out it actually was, so why we couldn't get them, I'm not sure, but I couldn't front panel program that thing for the life of me, but Tom was really good, KC8KJO, he did it every which possible way, so we determined that it wasn't the radio, just for whatever reason, we were out of range or whatnot.
Yeah, those field tests are always good. That's why like Field Day, I've done that for many years, many decades, and always learn something every time, no doubt. And you know, don't make a whole lot of contacts on whatever band, always learn something. And right, yeah. So yeah, I could do the program. Yeah, I've done it for other people. Just show up and get it done. But I think at one time I had a hard time. Because some of the full things, I think the older, like some of the firmware on it, you had to, it stores the receive frequency first and the transmit frequency. So if you program that out, and then someone told me, it's like, I was sitting in a Target parking lot or something like that, waiting for someone, this is some years ago now, and they said, hey, they found the trick is to use the reverse button. You program it in, then you could do whatever the little shortcut is, like off the keypad for the reverse. Then you go store you hit the save again for that memory channel, and that would work. But I noticed these newer, even though this is an updated version of an older model, you don't have to use the reverse anymore. You just save it twice. It'll say saving receiving memory, then it'll say saving transmitting memory, have the offset in there. But before, you actually had to type it in, the transmitting frequency, you had to, tap it in, or then I found that the shortcut was to hit this reverse button and then do it.